KJC Country 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you on this Monday morning, the day before the big election tomorrow. Make sure you get out and vote. And we do have quite a few issues on the local ballot. One of them, the Oscoda area schools. And joining us right now is the swim coach there at Oscoda Schools, Jeff Rush. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Very well. Probably a little tired. You've been running around for, probably a couple of months now telling people about this big proposal that you guys have on the ballot tomorrow.
Absolutely. Big deal for Oscoda Schools and the swimmers and a lot of community members as well.
Yeah. Well, let's get down to the nuts and bolts. Everybody's hearing about this, Save Our Sports thing. What exactly are you guys looking to do? What is the school looking to do?
Well, the pool and the track are both in some pretty bad shape. We've had some mechanical issues over the last couple of years for the pool. They've tried to come up with some quick fixes. In fact, they tried to do that in our last millage, and things didn't work out quite as well as they could have, and now we're in the situation where the pool is actually drained at this point. They've got to make some repairs, and in order to get it filled back up, we've got to pass this bond on Monday.
All right, because I know, what was it, about a month ago or so, a month and a half ago, there was that little come on out and see what our pool is all about kind of thing. So you were getting the people aware of just what's going to be needed to be done.
Yeah, we had a Rock the Pool party.
Yeah.
There was over 300 kids, and I think we gave 85 tours of the facilities where local people came in and saw, the upstairs. We've got a heating and, an air handling system, and then in the basement we've got the filtration system and a lot of other stuff, which all has been, because the air handling system isn't working, it's put a tax on a lot of the other equipment.
Sure.
On the pool and in the pool area.
Now, for those out there who are listening, go, well, you know what, my kids either graduated from school there or they don't go to school there or something like that, but they live in the Oscoda area. This pool is more than just for the school. It gets used in different ways outside of what just the school uses it for.
Oh, absolutely, Kevin. We've got we've got the age group swim program, which is obviously little kids going anywhere from 5 up to 18. We've got the high school program for boys and girls, and that includes Taos and Alcona. And then we've got the first responders have been using it. They train for rescues outside, so we've got the rivers and lakes are all around us, and they're actively making those rescues, and we're coming into that season when people are going to need those rescues. We've got the Coast Guard that comes out and trains with us as well. We provide Red Cross lifeguard courses. We've got community education swim lessons where I've taught kids from anywhere from water babies up to people in their mid-60s and 70s who just wanted to come out and swim.
Sure.
We've got lap swims that are available, and then on top of that, we've also got an educational benefit of this. We've got an ROV program that Mr. Barankowski runs, where we provide opportunities for kids to do ROV. They learn the basics of that, making underwater robotics, and then they can actually go up to ACC, and within a couple of years, a lot of those kids can be making $100,000 working some stuff. So some educational benefits and some opportunities that we have that are really important.
Right. Now, the pool, the main focus there, but also there's repairs needed to be done to the track too, right?
Absolutely. There's the track is in pretty bad shape. It has not been able to host a meet in the last 5 years. The pole vault pit is not functioning, and then there's actually some. I was talking to a kid not too long ago, and they said that they're running on the track. They're still practicing on it, and they had their spikes went in, and they were doing hurdles, and a piece of the track actually came out, and then they landed on it. So it's pretty dangerous to be using that, and we've used that for not only the track team, but then this is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for community members if they want to come out and use that. They use it for Area 31 Special Olympics as well. So we want to have that facility nice and for our community as well.
Now, what are we talking about in terms of cost? And if it does pass, what are voters looking at in terms of the millage?
Well, the bottom line is that it's a 5-year bond, so it would it has an end date to it, obviously.
Yeah.
Based on the 2014 taxes, $100,000 home, I believe, is 88 cents per per month is what we'd be looking at. So there's a little bit of funny math there, but
yeah.
The school board just refinanced some stuff, so there we actually had a tax savings, and then looking at this, it would be a difference of less than a dollar a month for the average taxpayer
to be helping out the schools in terms of because sports for a lot of people with their schools is the number one thing. So if you want to help out the Oscoda schools and their sports programs, it's a good way to go.
It is. It absolutely is. And, like I said, there's a lot of other opportunities there, the lap swims and the community fitness for a lot of people.
Exactly.
And we've actually talked to our school board superintendent, Scott Moore, and we've looked at expanding those offerings as well, because that's something that, you know, we talked about as we started examining this. A lot of people said, hey, you know what, we know that there's some things going on out there, but a lot of people aren't aware of them, or maybe they're not as convenient sometimes. So we've talked about getting those opportunities out there for more community members as well.
Very good. Millage on your ballot tomorrow for the Oscoda Area Schools to fix the pool and the track. And Jeff Rush, who's the swim coach there at Oscoda Schools. Jeff, always a pleasure, and good luck with the millage vote tomorrow.
Thanks, Kevin. Go Owls.